Well, I didn't see it. They asked me on a BT about that. I know that we because the bench are so too close, you know, and you are like in the British Parliament, you know, you're like this. So we are Democrats, of course. Basically, we had few calls. We shouted a few times. They shouted a few times, and the crowd shouted all the time, basically. But I didn't see it, so I don't know. I would have to see it if you show me that I can make my statement about it without it, without me looking at it two or three times. I can't commit myself to anything, you know. But if you say it was a penalty, then it was a penalty. Yeah.
But you're happy with the draw? You stopped Liverpool scoring again this season?
Look, nobody is crazy about the replays at this stage of the season, but we can live with one. You know, we can. Okay, we have injuries and all that, but, I mean, make no mistake, we would have liked to be without a replay to win here, but we didn't do it, kept the clean sheet, deserved the replay, and now it's going to be very one of those FA historical nights at Upton Park. We're going to try to do everything. We're going to do everything. We will do everything to try to knock them out. So it's good. Just to say, considering the game, first half it was very even game. Both clubs have some moments up front, not clear-cut chances, but some good situation that we were lacking, for example, quality that we normally have in the last third of the pitch. Second half, until last 10 minutes, they were better than us. They were much fresher, they were much quicker, they played simple, and they were getting the second balls and putting the balls in. But we defended well. And in a couple of situations that they beat us, we had Randolph who made a double save or whatever. Last 10 minutes we came back, and we had a few other situations again. So I'm happy with the result, and we are looking forward for replay. Maybe some people would expect this Liverpool side not to be this good, but for me this is Liverpool team. They played home in front of full stadium. They are Liverpool players, they're all well-known players, and half of the team is like top-class players, so it is not a surprise to me that they played good, and I expected this come of the game. All right, now you can ask.
So you have to make two changes in 2 minutes.
Yeah, obviously, it's never good. That affects your plans, of course, because if you make two subs in the first half, then in the second half you have to wait, and your hands are pretty much tied. James Tomo. Tompkins, it's nothing like dangerous, it's just, not just, I mean, 13 stitches, it looks very nasty, but he's going to be okay. I don't know about Tuesday night for Villa game, I don't know, can he play with that? Sheku just felt, he just felt a little bit of groins or adductors, and to be fair, it was more precaution. We didn't want to risk, so I'm expecting him to be fit, you know. Okay, but we have to wait until tomorrow.
Say something about your goalkeeper's performance, because he's not had many chances because of Adrian usually.
Yeah, I mean, Adrian flew this morning to Seville because his baby, his wife is, it's a baby delivery. It's due is tomorrow, I think, and we wish him luck and that to go smooth. Okay, but Randy would have been in goal anyway. He was in goal against Wolves in a cup, and we decided that he's going to be against Liverpool, and he's going to be in goal in a replay. Because okay, Adrian is our first goalkeeper, that's a fact. But Randy is great, and he deserves to be in goal, and he proved us again that he deserves it. I mean, he's if not he's Republic of Ireland number one goalkeeper. and because of him, Republic of Ireland is in the European Championships. So we have a great goalkeeper, and every time we can, we're gonna give him a chance.